Okay, let's see here. Let's move on to Blaze, who's calling us from
Hello,
Bellevue.
hello,
Hello,
doctor.
sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about my 18-year-old son. About eight years ago, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and celiac. And I would say that we manage, and he manages his blood sugars well. In the last 4 years, approximately, I would say he sleeps, has a desire to sleep anywhere from 14 to 15 hours a day, including naps. And, you know, we have a healthy diet, but we're sort of a question mark, and doctors don't really know, have a lot to tell us, and generally suggest that it's probably related to his diabetes. And so I'm interested in your thoughts.
Okay, well, you did say that he'd been diagnosed with celiac, which, as you know, is triggered by the gluten that's in wheat. There also are things that mimic gluten, by the way, that can trigger it, but that's the usual trigger for it. Okay, a lot of us, it's not everybody, but a lot of us with celiac are not absorbing nutrients very well. Now, there is a difference between not digesting well and not absorbing well. Digestion's usually done in the upper small intestine by the stomach, and that's not the intestine actually, but the digestion is usually done by the stomach and then the upper part of the small intestine called the, that's hooked up to the pancreas where all the pancreas enzymes go and digest everything the stomach didn't digest. But the absorption is usually done a bit further down the gut. And unfortunately, gluten can really mess with absorption and keep people from absorbing things into their bodies. And if a person isn't absorbing much of what they digest, yeah, I think I'd get sleepy and nappy too, sir. So let's say he were to come in to see myself or one of the doctors at Atoma Clinic. One of the first things we look for is called malabsorption. And if malabsorption is there, then usually taking care of it, which can be done, will help clear up a whole variety of problems in the body, because if we're malabsorbing this mineral over here, and that mineral has, I am not kidding, it's magnesium, it has over 200 things to do in the body, then there's a lot of functions that aren't going to be working right, and then there's that mineral over there, which only has 50 known functions, etc., etc. Now, one of the easiest ways, if we can tell if a person has malabsorption, you can do on your own from home. You get in touch with Meridian Valley Laboratory. Go online to all the W's in meridianvalleylabs.com or give them a phone call and they will send you out a little kit, test kit, and you clip off some hair from that person and stick it in the test kit and send it back to the lab. And what you get back, and it does take a couple weeks, I'm sorry, is a readout of his levels of all the different minerals, both the essential ones and the toxic ones. The ones we're really interested in here are the essential ones. And if the person has a significantly larger proportion of minerals that are below median than they have above median, particularly if that person's 18, they've got poor absorption. Because at 18, if our digestion and absorption are both working right, we should only have a couple, three minerals that are lower than median, and none that are completely too high, unless we have some exposure or something. But the chart is real clear. There's a median down the center, and then they point to the left if it's below median, and the further below median, the more it points to the left. And then the ones that are above median point to the right, and you can see it all on the chart. And like I say, if there's a couple, three low minerals, okay, that's average. But if there's many more lower than median minerals than there are higher than mineral median, then you got somebody who's malabsorbing, and it's time to see a doctor. That is one who knows what they're doing in natural medicine.
Is malabsorption also going to affect his how often he's in the bathroom, for example?
The whole celiac thing, including the malabsorption component, but there's more to it than that. The whole celiac thing can affect how many times you're in the bathroom, sir. Absolutely.
All
So
right, so.
is he off all the gluten gliadin? Sometimes it's hard, particularly for teenagers, to stay off all the gluten gliadin.
Well, we are as strict as can be, a gluten-free household, you know, just and you know, low sugar, just fruit, vegetables, and meat, basic diet, and we're strict on that. But you never know when there's traces. I mean.
That's the trouble, you don't, you're right. And I'm glad you're being as strict as you can be on that. You got to, because otherwise the health goes even worse.
Do you think that there's a link between the malabsorption and the sleep?
Yes, sir. You betcha. Just I picked on magnesium because it's the one mineral that is just so well known to help with sleep that they got all these sleeping powders out there that contain magnesium. But again, if it's not being absorbed, there's not much point using it yet until we can get it absorbed.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir. I hope that's of some help.